Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ann Anderson, Cattleman Beef Board Chair. We're back with Ann in just a moment. Superior Livestock wants you to check out their next video cattle auction coming this Friday, March 11th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 32,000 head to be offered, 6,300 yearling steers, 3,300 yearling heifers, almost 19,000 weaned calves in this offering. If you want details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
We're talking today with Ann Anderson from the state of Texas, who's the chair lady now of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Ann, I know you've been going through the officer chairs the last several years now. You've been a part of the beef checkoff effort for quite some time, both Texas, now nationally. Why have you invested your time into the checkoff?
Because I truly believe that the industry needs it. And if you stop to think, where would we be today if we hadn't had the checkoff and we hadn't had the research that we had and the leg to stand on when we went to fight the cholesterol battles, when we went to fight the cancer battles, when we went to fight the dietary goals battles, one dietary guidelines recently, all those have needed the research from the industry. And we have such a wonderful team, okay? And the beef checkoff is an integral part of that team in that it provides the leadership of the beef board and those directors and the people that serve on that committee provide the plan and the direction, and they allocate the money. Then we look to a contractor partner to carry it out, NCBA being the big contractor partner that carries it out. But there are others that each do roles and parts of it. And then you have the message, and you have some ability to be a conduit to get it out to the consumer press and some like that. But you don't have a conduit to go to people who are making the rules about it, okay? So then you lead on your producer organizations and your producer leaders, such as the state cattlemen's organizations, NCBA, all these organizations, to carry that message to the people who can make a difference. And that is what happened with the guidelines. The research, the funding of the research, the getting the message out, getting to the scientists, but then did not win the battle until we got to Washington.
Ann Anderson says that she's all in on targeting the millennials for a lot of her advertising efforts these days for the beef checkoff. She says it's important that we give them the information that they want, including where their beef comes from.
They want to know where their product comes from, okay? So the checkoff can no longer be the end-all that delivers the message. It can provide the data, provide the message, but now producers are going to have to deliver it, which is a new ballgame, an even greater change that we're facing, that every producer has the responsibility for communicating to those people that want to know where their product comes from and what it's like to live on a ranch and how do you treat your animals. And I did an interview yesterday, and the first question was, what's life like on a ranch? There were some thoughts that we don't even have electricity, okay, and that internet hasn't come, and we don't have, that none of those amenities aren't there, okay?
Right.
But just a lot of interest in what's life like. And they said, what's it like to be a woman on a ranch, okay? And I said, well, the new research shows that one out of every three ranch decisions today are made by a woman.
Chair of the Beef Board, Ann Anderson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Friday, March 11th, it'll be the 4th annual Red Dirt Bull Sale being put on by 7451 Cattle Company near Marshall, Oklahoma. They'll be selling Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus Bulls. Over 200 Red Dirt Bulls will sell. For information, contact 7451 Ranch at 405-627-5200. That's 405-627-5200. Or you can go to mcsauction.com for a sale catalog. Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 11th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.